Tim Green.
Thank you.
the Tim Green Quintet. This is The Checkout. We're live from 92Y Tribeca. I'm Josh Jackson. I'd like to say thank you all for coming tonight. I'd like to thank those who have checked in online. We've had people who have joined us from Milwaukee and Cleveland, a couple folks from Atlanta, someone from Hawaii, Barcelona, where it's a little bit after 2:20 in the morning. You never know, the power of the internet. Songs from this season. It's a new recording from Tim Green. Beautiful music. I recognize the tune you opened with, Peace, because when Warren Wolf was here playing, you guys had played that song.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a song I wrote in 2007 when I came back from the Monk Institute. And I was at home and I was just, you know, at the piano, I was just like, okay, what am I going to do after the finish school? And I just felt a peace, you know, just a sense of, you know, calmness when I got to the piano. And that melody kind of came up from there. So that's how I kind of came up with that melody in that song.
You mentioned melody. You're doing it yourself, like a lot of artists are doing.
Absolutely.
And your label is called True Melody Music.
Yeah, True Melody Music. I just, you know, believe that, you know, everything that you do, it should be some truth to it. You know, whatever melodies you're playing, whatever songs you're playing, the truth of the story or the truth of your music should, you know, touch people for whatever, you know, they might be experiencing at the moment. So many different titles of songs on the records that deal with different stories or different truths. So I figured I would, you know, kind of label the music and label my own record label after that, because that's something I really feel strongly about.
What's the first true melody that you remember hearing on the saxophone and saying, I want to do that?
Oh, wow. Charlie Parker, Parker's Mood.
Of course.
Yeah, I heard that solo, and he was just, you know, immediately coming in with so much blues and so much melody and so much soul. And his music just, you know, really inspired me to want to do what I'm doing now. Hearing him play so soulful and hearing him, you know, play so virtuosically on the saxophone is one of my pretty much main influences. So Charlie Parker's music definitely was kind of inspired that whole concept as well.
You're not doing too shabby yourself.
I'm trying.
Coming up next, you have a song. I'm assuming you took this from a biblical verse.
Yeah, Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And this is another song from a season, which I call seasons. I call, you know, certain periods in life. And, you know, there was a time where I needed that scripture, that story to kind of guide me through a certain season in life. And once again, I set up down the piano. Anytime I write a piece of music, I try to kind of have some inspiration behind it. So it's always, you know, this big moment in the clouds where something just kind of drops on me. So this is one of those songs that kind of came from one of those songs from a season.
If you would, drop it on us. Tim Green.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Tim Green Quintet, live from 92Y Tribeca. This is The Checkout. We're celebrating songs from Tim's new recording. It's called Songs from This Season. And that was Chi Town. I'm going to assume the south side of Chicago.
More like the northwestern side of Chicago. That song was written for my my wife. She went to school in Chicago. And this song was inspired by her and our marriage and things of that sort. So I decided to entitle the song Chi-Town, besides trying to come up with a weird acronym for a song or for a name or something. So yeah, Chi-Town, there we go.
Must be a soulful lady.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to my wife, Noah. Thanks for watching. Shout out. Yeah, you got to do that. You got to go home after this.
Exactly. It's funny. I mentioned that, you know, we've got listeners from all over who are checking in online.
Sure.
And I may have neglected the fact that there's a fairly large contingency of people from Baltimore.
Yes, yes, indeed. Baltimore Ravens, Baltimore. I didn't get no love in New York, but it's all right. No claps. Y'all got it last year, so it's cool. Anyway.
We're going to continue with more music from the new recording. This is The Queen of Sheba.
Yeah, it's The Queen of Sheba. This is a song inspired by another biblical story. This is Queen of Sheba. Is a very elegant woman, and apparently she was very hard to get, but she... kept hearing about the wisest man in the land by the name of Solomon, and eventually got a chance to meet him and fall in love with him. So this is actually another song dedicated to my wife, which is a big part of my life in this season. So this is The Queen of Sheba.
Tim Green and his quintet.
Thank you.
check, one, two. Before we play this, thank you guys so much. Before we play this last song, I would like to thank 92Y Tribeca for having us, Josh Jackson and WDBGO. And there's a lot of changes. I'm catching my breath right now. And NPR for streaming this live. I'd like to introduce the members of the band. This is Mr. Warren Wolf on the vibraphone. So Obed Calvert on drums. Matt Closey on bass. Orrin Evans on the piano. We're going to finish this setup with a song I wrote entitled Time for Liberation. This is available on the CD. If you would like to purchase a CD, you can go to timgreenmusic.com and get the links for iTunes and all of those different things. And we're going to play this song, Time for Liberation. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Now we have one more set with Orrin Evans Trio. Thank you. guys so much. Once again, Warren Wolf, Obed Calvert, Matt Closey, Oren Evans, yours truly, Tim Green after saxophone. Thank you so much for coming out.
The Tim Green Quintet. Songs from this season on True Melody Music.